broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
He was a little out there. He was saying hi and bye to the walls, and he...
For a woman to go to a doctor like this looking for help with weight loss,
which is... Across the nation, over 20 million Americans...
We went out, the officer found marks on the son's upper torso.
This is not funny.
World famous Phil Hendrick Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. Along with me here tonight, Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. In another hour, we'll have our news and comment hour. This hour, Dave Oliva, who's an aspiring Los Angeles police officer. He's also a student at L.A. Canyon College. We're going to talk a little bit about something that has happened locally, but it affects you guys across the, all of us across the country, wherever we live, wherever we go to see sporting events, wherever we take our children and our families, our wives, and we don't want to see this kind of thing. And I'm going to tell you something. If there is one thing that causes my heart to break, when I see fights in the stands, when I see this kind of violence in the parking lots, when I see, and I know that not all of you are subjected to this. Many of you live in communities where people act like human beings. Many of you live in communities where people are respectful, even though they're opposing fans of opposing teams. But in some communities where it's, and I believe personally, I think a lot of this violence starts in these communities where there have been long-standing rivalries between some of these clubs. Nothing breaks my heart than to see children that are witnessing this violence between adults. And I just think it's a horrible thing to see. So tonight we're going to have Dave Oliva on the world-famous Phil Hendrick Show to talk about that on Radio 4 Patriots by Patriots. And don't forget, even as our good friend Carlos Santana is playing away the night, together we stand, divided we do fall. But together we continue to move forward. And that's what we do here on Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Now, our Patriot line is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we'll get Dave Oliva up on the line here in just a moment. What happened here in the city of Los Angeles last week, it was right after the opening game of the season for the Los Angeles Dodgers was unacceptable. It was grotesque, to say the least. And something that the citizens of this city and the Dodger fans and Giant fans do not want to see repeated. And that was the beating of a fan by another fan, a Dodger fan beating this Giant fan, Brian Stowe. The poor man is in a coma now. The individuals that perpetrated this outrage are still out there on the loose. And motorists lined up at Dodger Stadium this afternoon to donate money for Brian Stowe. Hundreds of people participating in a fundraiser at Dodger Stadium to benefit Brian Stowe, the Giant fan brutally beaten after the home opener 2 weeks ago. Motorists lined up at the stadium to drop off cash and checks for a relief fund for this hospitalized paramedic. An emotional Los Angelino talks to KTLA Channel 5 about why he's donating money to the relief fund for Brian Stowe.
I couldn't believe this. I feel bad for his kids. I have kids of my own. I felt that I had to come down here and give some, you know, a little bit of something. And my family feels real bad. My daughter, everybody was in school today and they wanted to come in. But so I said, I'll come in on behalf of our family to come in. Hopefully people will see that this was wrong what they did. I'm a native. I was born and raised here and we've never done this before. And I get kind of upset about that. So, you know, this was just sad to see. I couldn't believe that all this was happening here in our town. And there's better people than that here in L.A. And I know this will never happen again.
I totally agree with that gentleman, what he said there. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Dave Oliva joins us. Dave is going to L.A. Canyon College. And, Dave, you're aspiring to be a Los Angeles police officer, correct?
Oh, yes, sir, that's correct.
And you're also taking criminal justice and law enforcement?
Yes, sir, I'm taking a combination of... classes I'm taking, criminal justice, law enforcement. I also take forensic psychology, forensic psychiatry. These are just, they're not required, but it's part of what I feel is necessary, you know, to for a well-rounded education, for eventual career in law enforcement.
Now, Dave, you know, there's been an awful lot that has been said about what happened at Dodger Stadium 2 weeks ago with this poor man, with the violence bestowed upon him, the alcohol, perhaps, the lack of security, perhaps. The fact that there was no, a lot of fans witnessed what happened, and a lot of fans did come forth and did talk to the police, but there was no real protection for Mr. Stowe. No one really came to his aid, and I suppose that's understandable to a degree. Can you give me some perspective as to who you think it was that did this crime, and just you as somebody that's going to be a member of law enforcement at some point in this city, and talking to a national audience, what you would have done to have prevented it?
Thank you. Well, I did a partial paper on this, Mr. Henry, for my law enforcement class, and I think I need to let everyone know, because I know that you're broadcasting your show tonight, you know, across America, that I, too, joined with the gentleman that I just heard speaking, that I, too, joined in saying this was just the worst thing that I would ever want to see happen at Dodger Stadium. And I hope that they do catch the perpetrators that did this. That having been said, I think there's a couple of things that you would want to know. First of all, the people that are Dodger fans are very loyal fans. They're very, very loyal fans. They go back many, many years, and they go all the way back to, like, Brooklyn, New York, some of them, you know, as well as the New York Giant fan, or San Francisco Giant fan. I mean, they go all the way back to New York, you know. And I don't know if you know this, Mr. Henry, but when they were Brooklyn and New York, they were still, you know.
No, they've been rivals for a long time.
Yeah, they've been rivals for ever since, even then, you know, what they used to call a subway series or something like that. So one of the things the Dodgers and all of the football and baseball teams can do, let me repeat this, all of the football and baseball teams, don't let people leave the games early, because that will tend to anger the very hardcore fan who loves these teams so very deeply. And when they love a team so deeply, and, like, I mean, it's almost like my Catholicism kicks in, you know, and nobody bothers me. You know, I just want to...
What did you just do? Did you just bless yourself?
I did, yeah. My Catholicism just sort of came over me, because when I think of the Dodgers, I think of... I do think of our Blessed Virgin Mary, you know. May she protect them and make them be... you know, like, win every World Series. I mean, that's not realistic, you know. But
okay, I don't want to... You're talking like a fan now, though.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying, I feel so deeply about that when I see people leave the game early, I don't know, it just, you know, it makes me mad. Now, because I'm an aspiring police officer, I'm not going to do anything about it, but there are some other ones, a lot of them are alcoholics, maybe not, I don't know, who do get pissed. Excuse my language.
Go ahead.
They get pissed off.
So you're telling me that people that are... And welcome to our show, Phil. Welcome to your show, Phil. I'm talking to myself.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah. No, welcome to our show. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. You're saying that individuals that leave the game early anger the average fan, and so therefore they're angry when they leave the game?
Yeah, they hit the parking lot after the game, especially if the team loses. You're like... I stayed to watch that, and it was an abomination, you know, it was an abortion. I stayed to watch that abortion. Now I'm out, and some other dude was smart enough to leave early. He's gone. He's on the freeway way ahead of the traffic, and I'm sitting here having to wait on, you know, some some dumbass in his truck. So that will make you angry. The second thing I think is important, Mr. Henry, is these football teams and baseball teams or hockey or whatever, you have to do everything you can to win and to be the champion that you can be for your people. Because if you're not, that is going to make the people so angry, especially when they support you so much. And then you go out and you stink and you go, yeah, okay, that's the end of the season, sorry. I mean, are you kidding? You're going to send people out really pissed off about that. Number three.
Now, hold on for a minute, because you're telling me that the team is to blame for a lot of this violence.
Well, no.
Yeah, no, you are. You're saying if the team lets people out early, that pisses off the hardcore fan. If the team doesn't win, that pisses off the hardcore fan.
Well, yes, sir, I am. Yes,
so you're blaming the team for the beating In this case, you're blaming the Dodgers for the beating of Mr. Stowe.
Well, I mean, the Dodgers are special because the Dodger fan is like, you know, Dodger blue. Blue is the sky, man. You know, I don't even know how to describe it. It's very religious, and it's very, you know, mi madre. And
look, let's leave the Catholicism out of it, if you don't mind.
Okay, but I mean, I'm not trying to say. I'm just saying it's very religious for me.
Okay, let's leave the Catholicism. You know, I'm Catholic.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, but I don't bring it to the game with me. You know,
I mean, I don't either, Mr. Henry. I'm saying that as a member, I want to be LAPD, you know, and I'm going to have a plastic Jesus probably on my dashboard forever, you know, as long as I'm alive.
And that's a very wonderful thing, man. But I don't know that I would rather keep the religion out of it. We're talking with Dave Oliva, an aspiring LAPD officer, about the beating of fans, the violence at games, the violence visited on fans who... Here's a guy that was in the Giant jersey, and the guys that beat him were in the Dodger jerseys. And you had a point to make about that?
Yeah, well, the point I was going to make about that is home jersey wins. I think that if fans are getting into it, if they're jawing at each other and this and that, home jersey wins. In other words, I would say something to you. If I'm in a Dodger jersey and say you're in a Giant jersey, if you say something to me, no. If you're in a Giant jersey, I'm in a Dodger jersey.
Yeah, I'm in the Giant jersey, you're in the Dodger jersey.
Okay. You're in the Dodger jersey?
I'm in the Giant jersey.
You're in the Giant jersey. I'm the Dodger jersey. You say something to me, and I say something to you. You say something to me. Okay, now I'm going to say something to you because I'm in a Dodger jersey. Home jersey wins.
Meaning that you're going to have the last word?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all fine and good in polite discussion. How is that going to work out there in the jungle of the parking lot after a game when people are hammered, drunk out of their minds, really angry, as you said, you know?
Well, one of the teams going to be angry, but the others are not going to be angry.
Well, that's fine, man, but I'm telling you, suppose the Giant guys lose, and the Giant guys are pissed, all right, and it's me and you.
Okay.
I'm pissed, I say something, then you say something, then I say something.
Okay, stop right there. Then I say something, that's it.
Yeah, well, what if I say something anyway?
But that violates the rule, that home jersey wins.
Yeah, well, I just violated the rule.
Okay, in that case, then I got to beat ass, you know?
I see. So then you're going to beat my ass.
Yes, sir.
And do you get arrested for that?
The theory is, Mr. Henry, if home jersey wins and you went ahead and said something back to me to further provoke me to beat your ass,
you're not going to get arrested.
No, I mean, how could you do that?
And so this is what I mean, man. It's a jungle mentality. Now, we're going to take probably a little bit of a break here.
One other thing, Mr. Ernie, I wanted to say that cutting off beer sales as well is very dangerous. When you cut off beer sales, you just piss off people even more so and more so and more so and more so, you know. So,
all right, hold on, Dave. We'll be back, and we're talking about that with Dave Oliva as we talk about fan violence at ball games, fan violence in the parking lots, you know, outside or inside the stadium, and what can be done about it. Mr. Oliva is saying that the teams, they're the ones that regulate it. The teams are the ones that are the cause. And I'm telling you right now, this is like every other thing that we talk about on this show. If you are an individual, you are responsible for your actions. The Dodgers didn't do it. The Giants didn't do it. The Yankees didn't do it. The Canadians didn't do it. The Gators didn't do it. You. And Mr. Oliva is telling me that, no, let's lay it on the team, letting people out early and so forth. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. What do you think of the solutions that Mr. Oliva just told us about for preventing fan violence? Does it go too far? 877-876-7445, the Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
No, I get the last word, then I beat out.
To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here as we talk to Dave Oliva. Dave is a student of criminal justice and law enforcement at L.A. Canyon College. He also hopes to enroll at the Los Angeles Police Academy. We're talking about the violence at our ball clubs, at our ballparks, whether they're baseball stadiums, football stadiums, whether they are at the arenas where we watch basketball, whether it's for college football or college sports in general or pro sports, violence between fans is an unacceptable. It's just an unacceptable situation. You know, in Europe, Dave, there's a lot of violence between fans.
Well, yeah, but that's those are soccer fans. That's called hooliganism, and I don't know if you're familiar with hooliganism, but hooliganism is like that's like mostly British people that do that.
Well, yeah, but they're gangs, you know.
Yeah, but those are mostly British and hockey, or not hockey, soccer. If you've read up on it, the Europeans are not the same as the British. The people in France and Belgium and everything, they go and they look at a soccer game and everything's okay about it. But then the British come over there and they are afraid of them, like almost like Day of the Dead or something, you know, some kind of something, I don't know. You know,
what do you mean, Day of the Dead?
Well, it's like a ghoul are coming over. But
all right, well, let's get back to America. So we have this violence between fans. You are saying that the way to get rid of violence between fans is to not let fans leave the stadiums early. Don't cut down on beer sales. I would think that it's the other way around.
No. That's a big miscommunication. A miscommunication, yeah. That's what that is. And let me tell you about that, okay? One of the biggest, like, total, probably, like, just lies, you know, that has ever been told is that breaking, not selling beer is going to keep fans calm. That is not true from the studies that I've done. When you eliminate beer sales at a baseball stadium, football, or what have you, all you do is serve to piss off people that want to have a beer. So what happens then is that, obviously, Mr. Henry, that's going to spill over into the parking lot or the stadium or the other places that people go, you know, after the game. Like, well, I guess they go to their car, you know. Not too many other places. They go, I guess, go to the bathroom. You know?
No, I understand that. All right, so you're saying that because the beer sales are cut off. All right, so far, Dave, you have given me reasons for fan violence that have nothing to do with the individual. Nothing to do with the individual.
I just don't see that.
Well, why don't you see that? In other words, if I'm a law-abiding man and I'm walking to my car with my kids or whatever, I'm not going around and kicking people's asses.
Well, I mean, if you're with your kid, you're not going to do that.
I'm not going to do it if I'm by myself. It's not my instinct as a human being, other than to protect myself if something happens. I'm not going to go around looking for trouble, all right? Now, isn't there a difference between me and another guy that gets into a fight?
Well, I don't think so, because like you said, you're going to protect yourself. I think that the ball clubs and so much of what's going on in society right now with politics and the way they don't like immigrants, you know, a lot of the immigrants go to games and are tired of being looked at like they're scum, and they're tired of being looked at like it's all their fault. And so naturally they're going to beat ass.
Now you're telling me that immigrants are the cause of this.
No, they're not the cause of it. No, they're.
You just got done telling me that illegal immigrants go to the ball games and start kicking ass?
No, but I'm not saying it's their fault. I'm saying that people are saying, look at these immigrants. You know, they stink. Get them out of here. They lie. They cheat. They steal. And so naturally, once an immigrant comes out of a game, and that's been going through his head and going through his head and going through his head, he wants to beat ass. Especially if his team is lost. So, Mr. Henry, what I'm trying to say to you, and I'm trying to say to everybody else, is you can't judge a book by its cover. There's a lot going, you know, leading the horse to water and everything that they say. You know, there's a lot going on. And you have to be smart and not be stupid and understand that if a guy comes out of a ball game and he was told he can't have a beer, and a guy comes out of a ball game and he's told that, you know, other fans went home already, he's going to be pissed, and he's going to want to beat ass.
And all right, hold the line here. Dave Oliva with us. Mr. Oliva has basically said that this is a problem, that it was created by the ball clubs, fan violence created by the ball clubs. You know, if I have to hear one more, I'm going to turn into Margaret Grave. I got to hear one more guy say that the reasons for unacceptable social behavior have to do with corporations or big companies or this or that. I'm going to go nuts. Fan violence at ball games. What causes it? The ball clubs or the individual?
Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL.
Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here with Dave Oliva here on the Phil Henry Show. Mr. Oliva, an aspiring Los Angeles police officer and student of criminal justice. And we're talking about one of the most brutal crimes committed in the history of any city, and that was the beating of a fan in the parking lot at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles 2 weeks ago, a San Francisco Giant fan. And Mr. Oliva is talking about what causes fan violence, fan-on-fan violence. And we've had some basic disagreements here, Dave. I'm talking about individual responsibility, individuals that should take responsibility for their actions. And you're saying that it's the fault of the teams. You know, you're saying...
Well, let me give you an example, Mr. Henry, because, I can understand you're not getting what I'm saying.
No, I get what you're saying. I just don't agree with it. You're saying it's the fault of the L.A. Dodgers or the San Francisco Giants or anything, that they shouldn't let people out early, that they should not allow people to leave the game early. They shouldn't cut off beer sales.
Well, let me give you an example of something that is going to be more... I think understandable to a great many of your audience, because I've studied all kinds of sports, and I've studied all kinds of sports. You know, like for instance, and this is probably going to be more relatable to the audience that you say about. You know, first of all, if you go to a NASCAR race, which is a race of automobiles,
I know what NASCAR is.
Okay, so you know it's an oval track race. The person that goes to that race and he sees these cars go fast is going to get in his car and he's going to go way fast, you know, home. And
you know, you're blaming, I'm talking about fan violence.
No, I am too. I'm talking about fan violence. So if a guy leaves a NASCAR race, he gets in his car and he goes fast and you know, kills a man and a man's family, that you have to say is because of the NASCAR stadium.
Now, okay, so are you serious, man? What about the people that don't go fast?
The people that don't go fast are not susceptible, you know.
Susceptible?
Yeah, susceptible to what they saw. But the people that do...
So you're blaming NASCAR for automobile accidents?
I'm blaming NASCAR for reckless driving. I'm blaming NASCAR for excessive speed. I'm blaming NASCAR for a guy that gets out of the NASCAR race and goes, yeah, you know, and hauls ass and runs over a kid, maybe a little kid, no bigger than, I mean, probably a foot tall or something. And that guy just, he killed it. And he didn't.
877-876-PHIL, the NASCAR race is causing fans to you know, I'm sorry, but I don't buy that. And I've been going to automobile races for a long time. Here is David in Northridge. Go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
I like to say that this guy, Dave, is an idiot, and he should not be a police officer. I mean, and the things that he's saying, that the stadium should keep people until the end of the game, you can't do that. I mean, this, people can leave anytime they want. Yeah, people can leave anytime they want. People could say whatever they want. People have a right to free speech. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're the home team. You have to responsible. You have to be responsible for your actions. And if you attack somebody, then you should go to jail.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's it.
Well, I'd like to say something about that. First of all, you know that they cut off beer sales. Well, wait a second. If I have every right to do it, why can't I buy a beer? They told me I can't. Okay, that's number one. Number two, if I'm free to do what I want, how come if I have a ticket okay? I'm not allowed, well...
No, the gentleman's right.
Yeah, but there's something wrong with what he's saying.
Sir, you're not free to do whatever you want. Just because you go to a sports event doesn't mean that you are in the WWF. You can't just attack people for, you know, just because they're not the fans that you respect. I mean,
I didn't say you could, but I am saying that if a guy goes out into the parking lot after the Dodger game and the Dodgers, especially if the Dodgers are not trying their best and they're not winning to try to win the World Series, and you get angry about that.
That doesn't matter.
Don't the Dodgers have something to do with that?
Are you kidding me, man? The Dodgers
are... That doesn't matter, man. Hey, Phil, can I give a shout-out to my website? If you don't know what to do with your life, we give you career advice to match with your personality. And, you know, we tell you what career would be good for you and what college degree would be good for you.
How come that guy gets to say that?
I think this guy, Dave, should check out my website because you should not be a police officer. You sound like you should be a janitor for the Dodger Stadium. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah?
Bye-bye.
If I was a janitor for the Dodger Stadium, I would not let people... Oh, man. How come you let that guy plug some cheesoid...
That sounded like a good thing. It was a career site.
Mr. Ritter, I'm an aspiring police officer, and I have to tell you at this time... That could have been a recruiting call for some kind of Al-Qaeda. I don't know.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't know. You know, President Bush told us that we had to be aware.
The guy's given a career... First of all, let's forget about that and remember what the guy said. This is about individual responsibility, which is exactly what this show stands for. And to say that the Dodgers or any ball club is responsible for the violence of their fans, I can understand that if, for instance, if a ball club starts just selling hard liquor for free, here is Cecil in Macon, Georgia. Cecil, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dave Oliva.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I totally disagree with what that gentleman is talking about. They should ban alcohol. Alcohol causes nothing but liquid courage. I guarantee you that those two gentlemen that jumped that guy had not been drinking, they would have never thought twice about it. You cannot blame the team. It's not the team's fault. It's those individuals. And if this guy that you're interviewing now is aspiring to become a police officer, he needs to seriously consider a different profession because he found the forces they did.
You're not even considering, sir, that they could have been pissed off that they were not allowed to have a beer. You will not even consider that. Why not?
Look, why would you be pissed off because you couldn't have a beer? If you wanted to drink beer, you should have said it and watched it on TV.
Of course you'd be pissed off if you couldn't have a beer.
Why?
Well, because I want to have a beer. I want to have a frosty one.
Okay.
Are you serious?
A beer. Have a beer at home. Have a beer at home while you're watching it on TV. This guy is out with his family trying to have a good day with his children, and he gets assaulted by two punks. Because they had too much to drink, basically.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree with this gentleman. I think at the very heart of this are two liquored up gangbangers that beat on this guy.
Well, Mr. Henry, I think that's wrong of you to assume they're gangbangers. You know.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, whatever, man. Let's just stay with the booze thing then. And the fact that they did get liquored up.
Yeah, but this gentleman's not making no sense if he says stay home. I'm not home anymore. I'm at the game. Am I supposed to go home? What? If I'm at the game, I would like to have a beer. They say no more beer sales. Okay, now I'm pissed off. And I have to go out
okay,
and
then. Okay,
you don't
then.
Have
why
to
not,
beat ass?
Why not limit
what?
Beer? Why not limit it? To two.
That's even worse.
Two beers for the game.
What?
Why
two
not
beers?
Limit it?
That's not enough. You got to have more. The other thing, sir, I think you need to know, I'm Hispanic, which means I have some Mesquite Indian blood in me. Everybody knows that Indians love, you know, I don't want to say it, but we love fire water. You know,
what are you trying to say now, man? You got to have your booze? That is nuts. Thank you very much for your call, the gentleman Cecil. Thank you, sir. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Dave Oliva. And you know what? I got to tell you something. I really resent what you just said there, Dave. Not resent so much as I don't understand the comment about being part Indian.
I'm saying that when you cut off, I'm part Indian, and you cut me off. Look, I have a constitutional right. You know, Mr. Henry, you've been talking about being a conservative and having the constitutional rights to do the
what the Constitution tells you to do, okay? I have a constitutional right, in many ways, okay, to have a thirst-quenching beverage, like a beer. That's my constitutional right to quench, you know, thoroughly quench my, to quench it.
And you got a constitutional right to quench it?
Yes, sir. And in many ways, it's cruel and unusual to cut it off.
The Constitution doesn't say that.
The Constitution says that I have a right to my, to what I want. And as a police officer, these are the things that I must learn.
There's nothing in the Constitution that says we serve beer anywhere at any time to anyone. Here is Brian in Abilene, Texas. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Brian, with Dave Oliva. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick, man,
yes,
as a law enforcement officer, Dave, is that your name, buddy?
Yes, sir. My name is Dave Oliva. Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
All right, Dave. Hey, as a law enforcement officer, I'm going to tell you right now that, just for example, if you go on scene to an assault, you know, you have the right to arrest on scene if it's, you know, if you have probable cause to do so. Once you figure out that they came from a NASCAR or the Dodger Stadium or whatever, and are you going to tell them, you know what, go ahead and go home, you did fine, I'm going to go and get the executives from Dodger Stadium and I'm going to arrest those guys. And another fact, you know, like you said...
What are you saying, Mr. Henry? You're laughing at that?
That's pretty funny. I like the way you put that.
But, when I went through the academy, I don't recall anybody saying... You know, you go on to a scene to a bar fight, and they're saying, ho, man, you can't violate my constitutional rights because I don't have the right to drink here even past hours. I don't care what the state says. I don't care what the lawmakers passed. I'm doing what I want to do because I'm part Indian or whatever. That's ridiculous.
I'm saying that as a part Indian, I have a constitutional right to quench my thirst.
Then if you've got a constitutional right to do that, you probably ought to see if there's a constitutional right to get into a 12-step program, brother. Because I'm telling you, if you're getting into law enforcement, you better think twice, because I promise you, nowadays, it's so easy to lose your badge over ignorance. I'm not saying you're ignorant.
Well,
I'm just saying, if you look at it the wrong way...
But if you don't quench it, if you don't let me quench it, I could probably sue for discriminatory practices. Right?
How?
Well, no. Look, you know, Missouri, you can laugh if you want it.
Well, the gentleman's making some very good points. First of all, are you going to go arrest the Dodgers?
No, I'm not going to arrest the Dodgers. How am I supposed to do that?
You don't. You arrest the guy that's been involved in the action.
But he also said something about, he said something about, as an Indian, I don't have no constitutional rights. Is that what you said?
No, he did not say that.
Not at all.
He said, what did you say?
I respect your heritage like anybody else. What I'm saying is, whether you're Indian, purple, green, yellow, it doesn't matter, rainbow, there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have the right to quench your thirst. You can do that because, you know, in Texas it's 21.
Yeah, I know that.
That's across the nation, but... You know, after hours, the state, you know, they enact laws to protect things like that. And
What are you talking about, a rainbow man?
I'm just...
He was saying if you're rainbow-colored, whatever, you don't have necessarily the constitutional rights to certain actions. We've often talked about this on the show. You don't have the constitutional right to yell fire in a crowded theater. You don't have the constitutional right to infringe on the rights of other people, you know? And if you're getting hammered to the point where you're a threat to others...
Well, no, I'm not a threat, but the Dodgers let me down.
The Dodgers let you down. Well, isn't that too bad?
See, now you're making fun of me because I'm Mexican.
No, I'm not. This got nothing to do with it, man. I'm talking about this gentleman I thought made some great sense. Brian, thank you very much for your call.
Hey, thank you.
He made this. He's a police officer, too. You didn't realize you were talking to a police officer.
What that guy was?
Yes.
How'd you know that?
He said because he was a police officer.
Oh, man. I missed that. Well, he says he went to the academy?
Yes, he went to the academy.
He was in Abilene, Texas.
He went to his police academy. Whatever the one they go to in Abilene, Texas. Wow. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll wrap up our final segment with Dave Oliva as we talk about who is ultimately responsible for the violence that was committed at Dodger Stadium in that parking lot against that man. And this show will always say it is the fault of the individuals that inflicted that violence, not the Dodgers, not the Giants, not the game of baseball, not NASCAR, not booze, not the cutting off of sales, not the continuation of sales, not letting people out early, not letting people out late. The people that committed those acts of violence, and only them. Because this is Radio for Patriots, by Patriots. 877-876-7445, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Get all melodramatic, man.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back. Our final segment here with Dave Oliva, a member of, well, he's not yet a member of the LAPD. This is a man who is a student of law enforcement. Dave, you're very much a fan of the Los Angeles Police Department, which I think is admirable.
Thank you.
And I think it's admirable that you're choosing a career in law enforcement. But I think that you're coming from a law enforcement perspective and turning around and saying, well, anybody that commits the kind of violence that we saw committed against Mr. Stowe at this Dodger game or any stadium, any public sporting event in America, and if you will, Europe with these soccer games, deserves the full weight of the law to be brought against them. And I don't understand your taking the side of these people.
I'm not taking their side, Mr. Henry. I'm trying to calm down. One of the first things you do as a peace officer is...
No, you are taking their side. You're saying it's the Dodgers' fault. It's the this fault. It's the that. And that gentleman who was a police officer said, why don't you go arrest them?
Look, it's my job as a peace officer to calm down and calm down and calm down. That's the first thing I need to do. I got to do to control a crowd. If you go to a NASCAR race and a man sees this race and he goes, yeah, and he gets in his car and goes... Like my grandfather used to say, like a bat out of hell, you know? You know, Mr. Henry, how they used to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's my job to go to the NASCAR officials and say, you better slow it down because we have a situation developing.
Uh-huh.
Out here on the street. You know,
you got a situation developing out on the street.
Yes, sir. So it's my job to go to... the NASCAR official, and say, okay, look, let's talk about this. We got a situation developing out here on the street where a lot of these fans are running out there and going like a bat out of hell home. So let's slow this down. Let's grow up.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. We have Sean in Macon, Georgia. Hi, Sean. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dave Oliva.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I just want to say that is the dumbest thing that I've ever heard. The guy that's saying now, I don't understand why he cannot see that it's personal responsibility.
Excuse me? You know, what do you mean it's the dumbest? Well, what does that mean, the dumbest thing? As a police officer,
Well, okay. Well, then, how come when somebody speeds on the interstate, they're going 80 miles an hour and the speed limit's 70 and they get a ticket, why don't you just blame the state? Well, why didn't you raise the speed limit to 80 miles an hour? I mean, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You have to have personal responsibility.
No, what I'm saying is there's no outward stimulus that I can see. If I can find the outward stimulus, in this case, the NASA race. I don't know a lot about it, but the NASA race, and I have not gone to the NASA officials and said, look, we have like a situation where there's cars going out of these parking lots and they're going like a bat out of hell. Now you got to grow up and slow.
Is it NASCAR race? It's a sport, and they do it on
the
track.
Yeah, you said NASA.
I'm sorry, I meant NASCAR.
Yeah.
Yeah, NASCAR. It's a sport, and they do it on the track. They don't do it out on the interstate. like baseball, you play it on a field. Wrestling, any other sport, you do it in a ring. Boxing, you do it in a ring. You don't do it out in the parking lot. If you do that, you're not an adult.
I understand that, sir.
And if you do, something like that, you need to face the consequences, and
exactly.
It's your responsibility to act as a human adult.
A lot of men and women will go to a wrestling match, okay? You take your wife to the wrestling match. It's done all over America. A guy comes home, okay? They go, whatever. A guy comes home.
Okay, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I had to take a quick phone call. No, a guy comes home and pile drives his wife. Okay, are you telling me that's his fault?
Yes!
Yeah, it is his fault. It's not the fault of wrestling. The wrestling didn't make them do that.
He pile drives his wife, and you say wrestling didn't do it?
Yeah. The wrestling didn't do it. He did it. That's crazy. And hopefully...
What if he scissor kicked her? First of all, the point I'm trying to make is, if you take your wife's face and jam it into a turnbuckle...